This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Well, my Michelle. I believe it was Axl Rose that said that. But this isn't Michelle on the other line. This is... Who is this?
I don't know. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Who else would I be talking to?
You're some chick named Michelle. I don't know no Michelle.
Well, you just can't tell. Right?
Well, you're talking Guns N' Roses, and you know I have a thing about Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, tell your story here real quick. Side note, Dave's going to tell a story about the Guns N' Roses concert.
Okay, I have a lady friend, and this is well before I met my wife, and she is a big Guns N' Roses fan. I am not. and Guns N' Roses comes to St. Louis, a little outside of St. Louis in the suburb, at a huge, huge outdoor venue, holds like 25,000 people or something. And she says she wants to go see the show. And I'm going, okay. And she said, well, if you don't want to go, I'll take my mother.
Oh.
And I went, no. And guys, if you have the album Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, I think it's on the liner notes of Use Your Illusion 2, where it says FU St. Louis. That came from that concert I went to, because I was there when Axl Rose jumped off the stage in St. Louis and started beating on somebody on the front row. And it caused a huge, they called it the Riverport Riot. And so I was at that particular show, and my claim to fame would be that my voice was all over CBS Radio News that day as a witness to it, because I called it in to the Missouri Radio Network, a little story, and they passed it on to CBS. So CBS was an affiliate with KMOX in St. Louis, and I had friends of mine calling, we just heard your voice on KMOX. What? So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was at that
concert.
Was
this before you were a radio guy?
No, I was doing radio in mid-Missouri, actually at a country radio station at that time.
Yeah.
And later that year, I went to see Ozzy Osbourne. And I went to 31 concerts that summer.
Wow, is that all?
Yeah, I didn't pay. But I paid for two.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Radio contacts sometimes come in handy. So.
Yes. So, well,
yes.
Moving on to the big news of the day. Thank you for that story, by the way, Dave.
Okay.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news of the day.
Big news.
Breaking.
Around the world, across your nation, and up your street, here it is, Turnbuckle Trash News with our newsman, Zane O'Mac Peterson.
On site, Dave, here in WWE headquarters. We're
in Manti, Utah.
Shut up, Dave. You're ruining it. You're ruining everything. You're supposed to play along, Dave.
This is called theater of the mind.
Yes. Well, okay. So I'm not at WWE headquarters. I did get done with work a touch early today.
Okay.
So I decided I would. Would you like to phone a friend? Why, yes, I would. So I decided to use one of my lifelines and called Dr. Dave Denton, and we just real quick wanted to discuss the news of this morning. There was rumors and stock prices and things going all kinds of crazy.
Well, let's start the insanity.
That Vince was selling, and it was a done deal to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, late at night, last night, I woke up probably around midnight, and I just checked my phone, and all of a sudden I see in the news category, Vince sells the WWE. I went, what? And I started looking in on it, and that was the thought at about midnight is that Vince sold the WWE. And I was going to text you, but I thought maybe the phone might make you wake you up and said I'd wait until the morning. But evidently, late last night, the rumor was that Vince had sold the WWE to the Saudi Arabia company that is the, I think the one that people would know the most is they started that new golf tour, LIV Golf, you know, against the PGA, and they owned that. And that was the rumor. And what did you think when you first woke up and started hearing about this?
Well, I thought, hey, in your face, I was right.
That's right. Because you did. I was going to let you have the bragging rights.
Yes. But I honestly, I was going to call you the other, well, text you and as a joke and say, oh, maybe Vince will sell it to the Saudis. I didn't know that it was even on the table until you had texted me and said, yes, the Saudis are on the table. And I went, wait, I was going to text you that, but I was just going to say it as a joke. I didn't think that it was going to be real.
Now, you know, if everyone doesn't know, Vince got back onto the board of directors, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit, of the WWE. And then yesterday came news that Stephanie McMahon had stepped down from her role since Vince had come back to his role. And, you know, I don't want to speculate why that all happened. But anyway, she was very nice in her resignation. So Vince is now back in charge of the board of directors of the WWE. And reportedly it was that he was preparing to sell the company. That's where all this started from. And it appears that the rumor was it was going to be the Saudi Arabian company. PIF is what they're called.
And it's a large conglomerate or something that owns several, and like they own a soccer team and a, like you said, that golf thing. And
right.
It was their investment
right.
firm, I believe I read it right. But now as time's gone throughout the day, should have sold this morning, Dave. Should have sold
high, that stock, huh?
High of $95. As I told you the other day, I said, if it gets to $100, I'm selling.
You
and
did.
I was holding out. Then went back down to 88 today.
Oh, man.
So I missed my chance. I should have sold high.
You would have been rolling in the big bucks then.
Well, yeah. I mean, all 2.9 shares that I own. So what would that be? 90 times 3 is what?
It's math. I'm bored. Sorry. $270, something like that?
Yeah. I would have almost had enough. Well, hell, I could have bought groceries. Well, or almost.
Almost.
Almost. Might have been able to buy some Oreos.
Yeah, after you go to the store and see $5 to $6 for a dozen of eggs. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's just another story for another time. But that was
what
the.
What would Chris say?
You know what Chris would be saying. And we're going to find out because.
Yeah, take out a home loan just to make one omelet.
Oh, that's going to be mean. He holds nothing back when it comes to politics, does he?
Yes. Chris is great.
Yeah, he is. So, Frightful Select has noted that while. Nobody within the WWE has heard about the sale, supposedly. One talent told Frightful Select that they would be done if a takeover takes place. Now, I say that because yesterday you texted me something about if the Saudis did take over, and you said, well, what does it mean for, like, Sami Zayn, who was not allowed to come in to Saudi Arabia? And then what would it mean for the women's division? Because when they go to Saudi Arabia, they put such restrictions on them.
Yeah.
I mean, you were right there, Bubba, with that. I thought that was very insightful of you.
It always creates a big stir when the WWE goes to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sure ticks a lot of people off. Maybe you could give us your opinion real quick. On why you feel why it upsets fans and people so much that the WWE has a vested interest in Saudi Arabia.
Well, part of it is because of they're in a different world than we are, okay? And you're talking about and I don't want to make this about religion, our cultures, but it is kind of about that. Here we are in the good old United States of America, salute. And then when you get to the Middle East, it's a different lifestyle. It's Muslim-based. And here in the United States, mostly Christian-based. And they sometimes butt heads. And, of course, in that other culture, and I, once again, not making this about religion, okay? I want to make that straight up because I don't want to make it about religion. I want to make it about culture. That culture is not as free, doesn't allow as much freedom for women as we do here in the United States. And then there's the other things about the political aspect, and I will make this about religion a little bit, when you look about what happened on September the 11th, and that being basically Muslims that did that. Now, I know that there are plenty of very peace-loving Muslims. Don't get me wrong, okay? But when you put it all together and you put it together our PC-loving community that we have here in the States, it can rub people the wrong way. And rightly so or wrongly so, that's where it comes from.
We know why the WWE does it. It's one reason and one reason only. And that is, I believe Shane O'Mac says it the best. Money, 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 money.
Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Dollar bill. Yeah, that's right.
So do you think or feel when you start bringing money into the situation, what does that make it better, worse? What do you think?
Wow. You know, that is a tough one because we have relationships already with the Middle East, with our oil and gas industry. And look at the difference that a couple of trips to Saudi Arabia has made for the WWE. You go back to the first Crown Jewel, the very first one, there was not a woman's match. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, there was not a woman's match allowed. And then they allowed one of the other trips coming in. I think it was Sasha Banks and Lacey Evans, wasn't it, that put on a match?
I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway, they had to be fully covered, which it's their culture. They can make that demand. And then they have allowed tag team matches since. They've allowed the WWE performers to get in and meet with the public, the women included, although during their matches, they're still fully covered. And, you know, and once again, I have no problem with that because it's a different culture than what we live in. Some people would still have a problem with that because of, the women. And they do. They need more freedom over in that culture. I will agree with you there. But it is just a different culture. And sometimes we have to say, you know what, they have different beliefs than we do. And when we're going to their backyard, we have to obey their beliefs. So that's where I'm coming from. But the movement from that first Crown Jewel up to the very last time in Saudi Arabia, that's been significant. And it also has helped, I think it's helped little girls in Saudi Arabia realize that there are opportunities for them outside of the very strict Muslim beliefs. If they don't believe in those Muslim beliefs, there's still a lot of issues that have to be taken care of. I have no idea when or if they'll ever be taken care of, because it's a real shame the way women are treated in some portions of the Middle East. It is an absolute ludicrous shame that still goes on in 2023. I'll argue anybody's case with that. But do I want to give them at least the respect that is their culture? I don't have to support it. I don't have to like it. But I have to say that's their culture. And until we can find a way to change it and do it peacefully, I hope, then we've got to deal with it.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
Start a hashtag on Twitter.
That just fixes everything, doesn't it? Twitter, yeah. Twitter, Facebook, social media, they fix everything.
Yeah, just create a hashtag, share it a few hundred times, get it trending, bam, changes overnight.
That's right. Yeah, so do you agree with me on that aspect?
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I thought it was an interesting, my mind kept going to, so wait a minute, what happens now? You know, if this were to happen, do they have, I mean, would they just keep somebody like Triple H in charge? Somebody that, I mean, you know, and I want to talk about this too with Vince. Like, they've got some good people running the show right now. You know, we've seen a lot of improvements made in the storylines and mm-hmm. things like that. And you've said multiple times that it's been a lot more watchable.
Right.
So two questions is, number one, we'll say about Saudi Arabia, even though we've discovered that they're not buying it. I'm just speaking hypothetically here.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be Saudi Arabia. It can be anybody else. If they buy the WWE, what happens? Do the same people stay in charge that are currently in charge? And is it just business as usual? Or does somebody come in and go, hey, I'm sick of all this. I'm sick of all you guys. You're fired. We're starting over. All you DCW guys, get up here.
Manny, Tombstone. You know that's an interesting question. There was one thing that I read today, I think is on the Wrestling Observer, that said that when the rumor was still going on, that Vince would still be in charge of creative. And I'm going, oh, please, no. But when you asked a very particular question, and I'm going to go back to my experience in radio, all right?
Okay.
Anytime there's a change of ownership, and you think that you can keep the same people on, it doesn't work. Not in my estimation. I've gone through some ownership changes during my radio career. The last one I went through was back in the year of 2002. That was during the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, by the way. And even though I was hired by the new company, there was always that little... whether my perception was right or not, mm-hmm. that I was the redheaded stepchild. I never felt accepted. I never felt like my ideas were appreciated, to be honest with you. Now they, mm-hmm. you know, they might have a completely different take on that. And I would, mm-hmm. I would respectfully say that there's always two sides to every story. I'm not trying to put anything bad onto the Cache Valley Media Group in this conversation. I'm saying that was my perception, and also the perception of two others that came over in the sale with me with the radio stations we were working for. They had the mm-hmm. same perceptions. And when you are a new owner and also a new management, you want to make it look like you, and you want it to use your strengths and your knowledge. And once again, go back to my radio career, where I would go in sometimes to a new radio station as the program director. And the program director is in charge of everything that goes on the air, the music, the way things are presented. Everything is in charge of that radio program director. And I would go in and I would look and see their strengths and their weaknesses, and I would try to change it into something I thought would be more presentable. And I think you can say that the station I took over in Logan, Utah back in 97 was not a very good radio station. And then you saw the changes that I made. Now, that's just me. I made the changes that I thought, with the guidance of the ownership, by the way, because mm-hmm. I had to do some things on the radio that I did not agree with, but I wasn't the one paying the bills. So what I guess what I'm trying to say is if somebody's putting the billions of dollars into buying the WWE, are they going to have it? Are they going to want it to have business as usual going on there? I don't think they would. I think it would be a total mistake to keep the same management and the same creative and everything. I think you can keep some, but I don't think you could keep all. And I think if you kept Vince McMahon, he would still be wanting to run things the way he wanted it ran, not the way the new ownership wanted it to be ran. And I think that would be a mistake.
When, CW got bought out.
Exactly. You know, with Time Warner, and then when Time Warner took it over and they had people in the management that weren't wrestling fans, and they did all kinds of bad things to really ruin WCW.
Yeah, you're right. And I wonder why, because they could have been, it's hard to say whether pro wrestling, is a cash cow. But it's always going to be steady. There's always going to be steady fanships and steady things,
Right.
And it's a good, I guess you'd say, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily fallback, but a good, I would say it's a good investment.
Yeah, because you have a fan base there that is very loyal.
Well, especially WCW, because it was already built up.
Right.
It was already there. They didn't have to create AEW out of nowhere or Impact out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. WCW was already there, and they said, screw off. We don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that would happen with the WWE. It's too big of a name,
mm-hmm.
But it very well could.
Goodness. Somebody's not a Vince McMahon fan.
Go. My dog's an idiot. Thanks, man. She thinks she's tough.
But she's not?
No, she's a wuss.
Hey, that was a very, very interesting concept you had there, going back in time. I was talking radio, and then you turned it into professional wrestling. That's what we're talking about. So, you saw how the change in ownership from Ted Turner, and then when Time Warner bought everything, change can be good, or change can ruin you. You got to be very careful.
Yeah. You're not wrong there. So moving forward, if Dave got to his crystal ball there and stuff that he's got, do you have a crystal ball, Danny?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
Take a minute and do your little things, your sound effects, and put your little genie hat on and look into that thing. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going to happen? What are they going to sell? Are they not going to sell? I mean, did we get all hyped up? I mean, okay, here's what I thought this morning. I thought they're either really truly going to sell, or this is some kind of a work and they just made us all marks.
I think there's a lot of truth in what you just said there.
So I'm going, wait a minute. Did they just totally played us for fools that we are.
If that is the truth, then Vince and them have got to find a way to come out and say, yeah, we were thinking about selling, but we are so loyal to our WWE universe that mm-hmm. we decided we need to stay with you guys, because you've been with us all these years, and we're going to stay right here with you because we love our fans. I think that's to me the only way the WWE now can get out of saying that we want to sell our interest in the company.
They're also going to tell you the check's in the mail too, Dave.
I take a check.
I don't know, man. It's it was an interesting time. And
we'll have more with Zane O'Mag, Zane Peterson, or as we like to call him, Mr. Shareholder, coming up in just a little bit. But up next, we're going to talk to the original trash head himself, Chris Evans, coming up next on Turnbuckle Trash.
This is Radio Guy Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously, a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been or would have been had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost of words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris on the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
We'll have more coming up with Zane O'Mac, the shareholder of this group. Yes, Zane Peterson is a shareholder in WWE. First off, we want to go to North Carolina and say an early good morning when we're recording this. It's 6:00 in Logan, Utah, and I'm barely awake. We're talking to my good friend and the original trash head. This is James Christopher Evans. How you doing?
Well, good morning, everyone. Drinking out of my pixie cup with my girlfriend that handed me this morning and said, here, you need pixie dust. And I went, well, I'm not. Never mind. But it's a beautiful morning, and we are going to talk trash again because, boy, has the last 48 hours put everybody on their heads.
Ooh, it has been trashy, as they say. Chris, before we start talking about the controversies going on in the WWE, and that's what this whole podcast is basically about, let's talk a little bit about our TurnbuckleTrash.net website. Now, I'm going to pat myself on the back, or toot my own horn, toot toot, as Arn Anderson used to say.
Of course.
I've been working on the website a little bit, making a few changes, and one of those changes has to do with we talk all about my wrestling figure collection, so I've taken some pictures and put that onto the website. And also, I've been putting some fun stuff on there, and I'll just call it fun stuff. And you have sampled the fun stuff. Let's talk about that on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Well, last night, about 1:00 in the morning, I decided when my medication kicked out. So I decided I went downstairs and I put my headphones on and I started listening to the last podcast, and all of a sudden here comes the bloopers.
Yeah.
And I almost woke my girlfriend Lauren up because I was laughing at everything that I was hearing throughout the years. It's 2020. Wait a minute, what happened to 2022? And when I heard Aunt Teresa say, you're off by a couple of years. You're off by, you know, you said 2002.
Yeah,
it is. Like, you're off by 22 years. It's like, uh-oh, wait a minute. That means I'm still married. But yeah, it's fun. It was fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. And guys, please get on the website. There's a lot of bloopers. There's a lot of good stuff to listen to. It's fun.
Yeah. But
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. At the end of our podcast, we always have
about a minute or two of us just being weird, all mixed together. It's just at the very, very end of the podcast. And it's a lot of fun. We put those all together at the end of the year for the year-end podcast, usually 15 to 20 minutes worth of just, I mean, sometimes I start laughing until I cry, you know, and I live through it. They're pretty fun. It's all in the fun section of turnbuckletrash.net. And I'm working on right now putting on some interviews that we've had throughout the years. And part of that will be Ajay Salveson, Juice, who was a former co-host, talking about when he got to meet the Big Show, which is absolutely hilarious. And then we'll also have interviews with people like Chris Masters, the Masterpiece, superstar Bill Dundee, Vicky Guerrero, the MK Bandit, Manny Lemons, and more. We'll have that coming up on Turnbuckle Trash. But, Chris, the main portion of this little conversation we're going to have on Turnbuckle Trash is about what has happened over the last 48 hours, including the return of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the exit of Stephanie McMahon, and lots of rumors about being sold. What do you know at this point, and what are your feelings?
Well, the Grim Reaper has finally came back to the WWE. I don't understand how a man that had this much scandal and this much turmoil found his way back into his own company again when he was put into retirement and told to leave. It doesn't. And then with Stephanie exiting, I didn't get to read anything about why. I don't know if she made a statement about it yet. I know there is some out there, but you know, the internet, who knows if it's real or not.
And that's part of the discussion is how the rumors and the internet played, what role they played in all of this. As the rumors started circulating on, I guess it was Monday night, that Vincent Kennedy McMahon was selling the company to the group out of Saudi Arabia. And then it started being reported on all these different websites. All the things I follow about professional wrestling were blowing up about it. And, you thought that the sale had already been on the dotted line. And it comes to plea that there's not a sale, at least at this time.
The last rumor that I heard, it was going to be sold for $7.2
billion. Uh-huh.
I don't see that happening. I don't see Vince selling his baby. I really don't. I mean, then again, he wants to, like I put on the Facebook page a few minutes ago, if he's gonna see his creation die, he's gonna do it by his own hands. Mm. And will he do it? If the money talks, yeah, he probably would. But can you actually see Saudi Arabia owning the WWE? I mean, I just – now we'll have Hulk Hogan coming out going, I'm a real Saudi Arabian.
Well, you know
– I don't fight for the rights of any woman.
The Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund is controversial, to say the least. I'm wondering, because one of the things I read was that if the PIF does take it over – that they're going to retain Mr. McMahon as part of the creative process. And to me, that's a complete, total mistake. But also, rumors are out there, if this sale doesn't go through, that there's negotiations going on for the sale of the WWE to Comcast, Disney, Apple, and Amazon. Those are the quarters right now that evidently are in negotiations for the sale of the WWE. But you touched on the PIF, the Public Investment Fund from Saudi Arabia, and you touched on women's rights. Do you think that will, if the sale does go through, do you think they would have the audacity to change women's wrestling?
I don't think we have to worry about women's wrestling anymore.
You think they'd get rid of it?
Well, their mindset and their ways are back in the Stone Ages, where women is about as useless as a popsicle stick.
Yeah.
I see them doing that. But then again, you've already got 100 professional wrestlers in the WWE saying that if this happens, they're going to all walk out.
Yeah.
My moral views of this, women have all the rights in the world, just like a man does. They can do whatever they want to do, and they can make this world go around. But if this sale happens, what's going to happen to all? I mean, boy, the AEW's roster is going to go up with women. They'll have the best roster in the galaxy. But no, I don't see it happening. I don't see them, the Saudi Arabians, buying the WWE. I think this is going to be a big mess for a while, and this is going to be a big controversy for a couple of months.
You know,
something actually happens.
I agree with you. And then that you talked about the wrestlers that are rumored to say that they will walk out and not work for them. Remember when they did the first Crown Jewel, and there was the controversy? Yeah. You know, and Sami Zayn cannot even go into the country, by the way, because of a controversy there and his background. But people like AJ Styles refused to go to Saudi Arabia because of their treatment of women and civil rights. And there's just a lot of controversy with that company. But I think Zayn and I touch on this also. I wanted to say that when the WWE first went to Saudi Arabia and Riyadh and the Crown Jewel, that there were some restrictions placed on them. And then the restrictions started lessening because they started letting the women wrestle, although they were covered. But there's one thing I don't think we touched about as far as Zayn and I was the controversy about the airplane being delayed in Riyadh. Crown Jewel, and how some of the wrestlers were afraid that they were not going to be able to get out of the country. And that's, you know, that's the prince was the one that invited them over, and then they couldn't get out of the country for a day. They had to make some big changes to Raw the next night.
And how are they going to balance Saudi Arabia and the United States with this if this actually happens? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't see it. I mean, it would destroy the WWE. It's going to destroy this company. And like I said this yesterday when I did a live, I'm a loss for words, but yet I'm rambling on like a madman. It doesn't make any sense. Why do this now, and why bring back McMahon after all the BS that went down and you all voted him back in? Is there something I'm missing here? I feel like I'm playing the board game Clue, and there's no candlestick for somebody to get killed with. So I don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense. Why is he back?
Well, it was,
he had,
you know, when he resigned, he still had 81% of the stock and, you know, all the voting and all that that comes with having 81% of the company. And so he used a power play. I think it was something that whether he, when he resigned, knew he was going to do this months later, or if it was something he came up with while he was in this sabbatical, because the stock went up during his hiatus. Like 27%. And then when he came back, when rumors said that he was coming back to do the sale, they went up again. And then as the sale was rumored, that the stock started rising, and when it came out that the deal was not going to happen, at least at this time, stock prices went down a little bit. But do you think that Vince is... he had this plan the whole time? I mean, it might just kind of look at it that way and going, man, that guy might have had this in his mind the whole time.
Well, Vince is the greatest heel of modern television of all time. He is the greatest, one of the greatest minds in the business. And he is a businessman come first, wrestling organization come second. The top dollar, he loves the smell of money. He probably puts a bathtub full of it and just dives into it. Who knows? All I can say is that he played the system. He got what he wanted. And now he's back. And there's nothing we can say or do. I'm expecting Eric Bischoff's music come out to win, and he walks out with it. I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Because there was a rumor saying that he's going to be coming back on TV at Monday Night Raw. Can you honestly see him walking out and the fans either do one or two things? One, boo him, or two, throw the babies in the air because this man is back. Which one?
Is this going to affect the way you look at the show? Is this going to be affecting the way fans are going to be looking at the WWE product, everything from the NXT Level Up to the premium live events? Do you think it'll affect ratings? I guess that's what I'm saying. Are people going to say, I'm tired of this mess, and start tuning away?
I've got an eerie feeling that probably if he when Vince comes back full time and he goes back into Raw and SmackDown, and then he starts pushing the power of the pin again, yeah, their ratings are going to go down faster than a Taco Bell burrito with extra guacamole. Yeah, it's over with, because you know what happens. Vince can't stay out of power, and he can't keep his mouth shut. Yes, I'm afraid it's going to hurt all the brands, and it's just going to be a fiasco. I hope that maybe Triple H can pull that Trump card and say, look, I'm still head of creative. But you can't stop it. I don't know what can be said or done.
It's going to be.
Are you afraid it's going to happen?
It's already happening to me. I'm sitting here going, do I want to invest the hours that I put into enjoying the wrestling product? I mean, I am one of those that I love pro wrestling. I've always loved pro wrestling, and I'm not a WWE fan. I'm a wrestling fan. When NXT was being aired, I did not want to watch it. I hadn't watched the AEW program, but I do have them recorded, so I probably will watch both. Our Tuesday night when NXT came on, I didn't want to watch it, and then it's on my DVR, and we were getting ready to watch, you know, something that was recorded. Didn't want to watch it then. Then my wife asked me about AEW. I just didn't at that point of my life. I just didn't want to deal with it, and because I've got strong feelings about pro wrestling, and I'm tired of this mess that has the business side of it, which has shown to me that Vincent Kennedy McMahon, like you said, loves money more than the business, and that bothers me. That bothers me because I think it's someone who loves professional wrestling, deals with putting on a better product. And right now, at this point, I'm saying, I'm wondering how many wrestling fans will start saying, well, I'm not going to deal with Monday Night Raw. I think I'll watch AEW, give them a chance for a while. I hope that happens, to be honest with you.
Well, I think Vince's father would be rolling in his grave right about now because of what his son has done. And AEW's fanship is going to go skyrocketing. NWA will go up. Impact will go up. All the small promotions, because no one's going to want to deal with WWE anymore. It's like beating a dead horse. Hopefully you can get one more run out of it, but no. Mm-mm. I'm afraid this is WCW all over again. If this doesn't destroy the company, I don't know what else can.
Yeah, and you mentioned the NWA. Let's give them a little plug here. They've had their problems over the last couple of years. Pandemic really hurt them bad. But they have announced that they're going to drop this pay-per-view for their weekly show, NWA Power. It was very inexpensive. but it didn't work. So now NWA Power is going to be free on YouTube. So NWA will have two YouTube wrestling match wrestling opportunities on there. And then AEW and ROH, they're being steady. I mean, right now, with the acquiring of the ROH by Tony Khan, I think that put a little bit of pressure on AEW, where they had some difficulties over the last month trying to see what they're going to do with this huge roster of wrestling talent they have right now. And I think how big their roster is right now is kind of hurting them. But I would like to see them split the shows up and split the rosters. I just, that to me would make more sense, because they have the two broadcast channels. Then they have their AEW dark presentations too. But I wish they would just kind of split the talent up a little bit. Maybe every once in a while do a little cross promotion, but I would like to see two different shows there. But with the WWE, back to this subject of the sale, do you think if it's not going to be PIF, do you think one of the other entities like Comcast, Disney, or Amazon, or even Apple will purchase this? I guess I'm asking now, will the WWE be sold sometime this year? What do you think?
Well, if memory serves me correct, we have a lot of woke people that love Disney. Would Disney buy them?
Wouldn't that be a mess?
Yes.
Because professional wrestling is not really politically correct, you know?
Nope. Mm-mm.
And
I don't think Amazon, well, the way their delivery drivers are in their packages, Monday Night Raw will be on Wednesday. Never mind, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, going back to Disney, Zane texted me the other day about all this Disney stuff, and he says they've already ruined the Star Wars, you know, with all the products they've been pushing on Disney Plus, and some of their storylines have been just so bad. And then he said they've also ruined a lot of the Marvel storylines too.
Oh gosh!
With the TV shows on Disney Plus. Do you think that Disney would, you know, make the purchase and then make changes to a product that is not known to be politically correct to the least? I mean, they wrestling creates controversy. Because controversy sells, you know?
Yep.
Do you think they would do that?
No, because I don't really think Disney would have any interest in the WWE. I mean, what are they going to do, make Tinkerbell the women's champion or Goofy the universal title? No, I don't see Walt Disney World, you know, buying the WWE. I think that they're too... They would say, well, this is too violent for children, and we can't have that. We don't have violence in Walt Disney. That's horse manure right there. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't see Disney doing it. I mean, if they did, could you actually see Walt Disney owning the WWE?
I can see the ring announcer dressed up like Mickey Mouse being in the ring.
I don't even want to think about it. I mean, talk about the Muppets or something like that coming on there. Or here comes Elmo with a steel chair from Sesame Street. Now, come on. I see Amazon maybe taking a swipe at it, or I see Apple taking, you know, them going at it. But my money's on Saudi Arabia, because they got all the oil, they got the gold, and that's what Vince is looking for. He's looking for the money. That's all he cares about. He wants the money. He's a billionaire. What more money do you need? You don't need any more money. You can't take it with you.
Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuma, El Dinero. Want to be a millionaire? Give me money, 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 money. Money, 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 money.
And what happened to Shane? Where's Shane in all this?
Well, Shane left the company a couple of years ago. Now, Shane O'Mac has had a love-hate relationship with the WWE for several years now. He went on he left at one time to pursue another business venture in Japan. Then he returned again a couple of years ago, and he lasted about a year and a half before he was out the door again. I haven't heard anything. If anybody's talked to Shane or has any thoughts about Shane with this impending sale, because I'm sure he's still a stockholder and has a vested interest in this. It's just a mess.
Here's another one we haven't thought about. What about Linda McMahon, his former wife? Doesn't she have a share in this company?
Oh, yeah.
So, we haven't heard a word from Linda.
Not yet.
See, this is going to be a fiasco that's going to last for months upon months. If it doesn't go into court, if Linda doesn't get lawyer up and try to save the company, which I sincerely doubt that'll happen, it's going to get bad. I just don't see anything good about coming about this right now.
Well, I do know that there is a court case that has been filed in Delaware with shareholders that are doing a class action lawsuit against Vince coming back. And, of course, we know that Zane is one of the shareholders. And talking to him, he's going, I'll keep my stock and wait to see what happens with this class action lawsuit. Maybe if there's a settlement, he could come into a few bucks and
just enough for a happy meal. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think that is a possibility that this is going to last for months and months, and we're going to hear rumors. We're going to have people that make their opinions known, and I hope this does not overshadow the wrestlers themselves. I think everyone's talking about Vince McMahon instead of talking about professional wrestling, and that is a shame.
Well, see, it's all about him now. The narcissist has finally come back to the mirror so he can look at himself again. And now all the wrestlers are tweeting and twaddling and doing all this on Facebook and saying, how can this happen? We were having such a great time without him here. And now the devil has come back. And Bray Wyatt was going, great, I'm going to lose my job again.
Yeah.
He's scared to death that he's going to lose his job again.
Tuesday night in NXT, that evidently it was very tense backstage with some of the wrestlers that had come back, especially, and then the other star is going, am I going to keep my job? Because one of the rumors is that if the group from Saudi Arabia takes over, that NXT will not be on the air anymore, that it will probably go away.
That won't surprise me a bit. Nothing's going to surprise me. If the Saudi Arabians take over this, I can promise you that it won't last at all. They'll transfer everything over to their country, and we'll never hear from, we'll never see or hear from the WWE ever again. But I can honestly tell you that Austin Theory will probably be a new champion if they have their. But who was the other guy that had a faction? He was He was from Saudi Arabia. Who was that? There was a picture on Facebook with him with the Universal title. Things to come is what it said.
Oh, okay. I saw that with trying to remember his name right now. But yeah. he was a member of that male models group that lasted about 2 weeks. And I predicted that story would be going away when it happened because it was so bad on SmackDown. But I just think that there's going to be a lot coming out in the wash. And once again, I say and we'll try ourselves. We'll talk about this, but I think in future podcasts, we'll say, let's talk about the wrestlers more than Vincent Kennedy and McMahon. Yeah. So
let's talk about them because they deserve it more than anything right now. They're getting pushed off to the side because this is taking over news. I mean, everywhere you turn on Facebook and on social media, this is all you see. You either see about Vince or Stephanie and Hunter. We don't hardly hear a thing from Hunter. I mean, I bet you I'll make you a bet he's probably put himself on another heart monitor because he's about to stroke out. I mean, this is really tearing all the wrestling companies up that this man is back. And I just want to be a fly. I wish I could be a fly on the wall and find out how, why, and who was smoking the hopium that let this man back through the door.
Right.
I don't understand it. It just does not make any sense.
Well, if we do get the Saudis back in control, hopefully we can get more moments like Titus's Rumble Fumble. Remember that in Saudi Arabia?
Rumble Fumble.
Oh my God. I can't believe what I just saw.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did that happen? Oh, my God. Here's the replay. Titus O'Neil trying to get into the ring, and O'Neil tripped and went head first through the apron, underneath the ring, through the apron, underneath the ring.
You know what, man? I just fell.
That was perfect. That'll be a thing that we'll never forget as long as we live. But what a day. 48 hours. And the wrestling world has been put onto their heads because of this. Bischoff's talking about it. Cornette's talking about it. Everybody, even Dutch Mantel, I think he almost lost a mustache part when he found out what happened. It's just been crazy. But the one that gets me is Vince Russo. Vince Russo with his, every 5 seconds he's saying, bro.
Yeah.
Even Vince was like, okay. You left, you came back. What's the deal? Even he's shaking his head. He don't even know. So, and with us, you text me and you told me, you're like, can we please talk about this now? Because this is hot. Yeah, right. It's hot, all right. It's hotter than a $2 pistol, as George Jones would say.
Well, so, I think we need to, on our next few pods, we'll try to concentrate on the wrestlers themselves, and we'll talk about some of the things that are going on. But this is not going to be a one-week thing. This is going to be something I think will dominate the news and behind the scenes probably all of 2023. And once again, I say I would like to see it turn back to discussion about the wrestlers and the wrestling and less about Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It's just, I don't know. I've already had enough of it. And I, you know, as Popeye said, enough is enough and enough is too much. And that's just my feeling on it.
Yeah, that's my feelings as well. I mean, it's just like banging your head against the wall and hoping you can, when you get your senses back, everything else is going to be clear. And all you have is a headache and you're still wondering why. Let's just talk about the wrestlers and see what's going to go down there. And now that Vince is back, with what's going to happen with the Rumble? Is some of the people that they were going to have maybe show up, the new ones? Are they that they have signed that we don't know anything about? Are they going to try to back out now because he's back? So this should be interesting for the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what goes on. I don't know what else to say. I'm just still at a loss for words.
Well,
I just can't believe it.
Well, Chris, it's been early in the morning when we're recording this, yes. And I thank you for joining us and taking some time, because this has been one of the things that I think that people would like to hear other opinions from fans, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
So we'll have more with Zane coming up in just a little bit. But, Chris, once again, thank you so much for making time to be with us on Turnbuckle Trash.
Anytime. I love every minute of it. Thank you, guys, and everybody stay safe.
And check out the website for the bloopers and all the good stuff. Yeah. Turnbuckle Trash. Yeah, turnbuckletrash.net is the website. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Thank you.
Daysvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. Find podcasts there, like my Radio Guy Reflections podcast, where I get to talk to other radio people about their careers and what's going on in the world of radio. How about some Turnbuckle Trash? I am joined by Chris Evans and Zane Peterson. We just talk about professional wrestling. And then there's the 3W News. 3W News is the weird, the wacky, and the wild news that might have escaped your everyday newscast, but we have it here on the 3W News, which is part of Radio Guy Reflections. Check out some of the celebrity interviews I've done over the years, and we have special musical salutes for different holidays, and coming soon, some comedy. It's all at daysvoiceworks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have the battle of the century. The undisputed tag team champions of the world. The duo of destruction.
Rock Lesnar!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What?
Yes! Yes!
I'm telling you right now, you come down to this ring, and I'm going to hit you in the mouth.
So I'll ask you my question real quick. Why sell? If that's what they want to do, what's the point?
You know,
so Vince is a billionaire. Vince can sit back and literally do whatever the hell he wants right now. Like, he's got luxuries that you and I will never dream of. Mm-mm. He could go buy an island and pay indentured servants to wait on him hand and foot. Hell, he could even go buy his own, another wrestling company to compete with the wrestling company he's already got.
He could.
If he wanted to, just because he wants to. So why come back? Why go through all this crap? Why cause this big stir? Just go away.
Uh-huh.
Take your billions. Billions. I mean, Dave, okay, let's put this into perspective. How much is Vince worth? Do you know?
No, I don't.
I know it's in the billions, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, Dave, if I gave you $1 a second, it would take you 31 years to get to a billion.
Wow.
That is so much money that you and I will never, uh-huh, ever, and well, unless you win the lottery or something that I don't know about, we'll never see it. Let's just be honest. We'll never see that, Dave.
Right.
And so go away. Let somebody else have a reign. You know, if Stephanie wants to give it a shot, if Shane wants to give it a shot, what's it going to hurt?
Right.
If Triple H wants to give it a shot, let him have it. Go for it, buddy. You know what? I've served my time. I've done what I need to do. I've seen what I need to see. I played my little piano, I've sung my little songs. Now it's time to move on, Vince, buddy. Oh, pow, oh, pow, oh, pow. What, sell? Why sell?
Well,
just sit back and enjoy retirement, for hell's sakes. And if Triple H has a love for the business, give it to him. Let him do what he wants.
Yeah.
What does it hurt? I guess it frustrates me because of these billionaires, you know, and they get so... they get so wrapped up in more money, more money, more money. Like when is enough enough, Vince? You know, does he sit around and go, you know, gosh, if I could just make it to 7 billion, you know, then I could finally, hey, my Vince, how are you? You know, then I could finally get there. You know, whereas you and I sit there, Dave, you're going, go, you know, if I could just pick up one more little news job on the radio. I could pay my bills. Does Vince sit around and go, golly gee, you know, if the stock could just get to 95, if the stock could just get to 95, you know, then I would finally be okay. I could finally make my bills. Like where is the realistic in all of this crap that we see going on? You know, you got little companies out there like STF that's just getting started here in Utah, DCW that we love, just trying to get by. And here's this gigantic, massive conglomerate in the WWE that owns every portion of the wrestling business. So what else is out there for them?
I don't know. I am perplexed, and that's a big word for me. I am perplexed about all this going on. One thing I read earlier today is one of the reasons Vince might have done this power play, and that's all it is. You can read into it what you want. It's a power play because of what happened to him last year. But they're saying that the broadcast deals that were made with Fox and the USA Network and Peacock and NBC, Universal and Comcast, they're all getting ready to be renewed. And maybe he was foreseeing that his company was not going to be able to make the sweet deals that they had done before. But the one thing that really bothers me about this thing is what happened last year. You remember last year, Vince became under fire because there were reports alleging that he had paid upwards of $12 to $14 million in hush money to various women to cover up his sexual misconduct and infidelity. This is a publicly traded company, and he is dipping in for that kind of money. To me, I'm surprised that he wasn't arrested for embezzlement. I don't know the laws fraud in this country. I don't know why he wasn't. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't play one on TV. I don't have law experience. But to me, since it's a publicly traded company and he's paying upwards of $12 to $14 million in hush money, where did it come from? Did it come from his personal account? I'd have no problem with that. But did it come from company funds, which some have alleged? Yeah, I have a big problem with that. That's called stealing, my man. That is theft. And if he did that, and I'm just alleging that he possibly did that, that's one of the reasons I was happy that he resigned. And now here we are 6 months later, and he pulls this power play for what reason? And he needs to answer, I think he needs to answer to the fans what happened then and why he's doing this now. I really do think that. I am so mad right now that I could just follow the WWE and not watch them as much. And, you know, just turn all my love to wrestling to AEW, MLW, Impact, and just say, you know, I'll follow what's going on there, but I'm not going to be putting in watching 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of NXT, and 2 hours of SmackDown, then the pay-per-views, or excuse me, premium live events on the Peacock Network. I don't want to do that if this was anything but a business move and not a move to stroke his ego. And that's where I'm at right now. I think it's an ego striking thing. I have nothing to back that up with. I'm just saying that's my feeling and that's my opinion. Whether it's true or not, that's up for you to have your opinion. And you can, anybody that wants to disagree with me, feel free. I am not perfect. I don't tell people they have to agree with me.
And like I said, what for? The guy is a billionaire. Uh-huh. If he wants to pay women to have sex with him, that's his own deal. Uh-huh. And I'm sure he's got enough in his savings account that he could probably do that. You know what? And if Linda's okay with that, I don't really care. I don't give a crap. But, you know, you got talent that, you know, is paying for their own travel expenses and
on medical,
their own medical bills. And you're out here screwing women. That $12 million, how many years of policy of healthcare policy could have that bought for people who are busting their bodies to pieces for Vince's company?
Right.
Now that shit really pisses me off when you say it like that. You know, and we've tried really, really hard on this podcast to not trash the WWE, not trash Vince like everybody else does. We've tried to say, hey, you know, Vince did a lot for the wrestling industry. He really worked hard, you know, he yada yada yada. He took his father's vision and ran with it, and here we are today. Good kudos. You know, we've tried to give him a little stress and a little things, but we've tried really hard to be respectful of him as the founder, you know, and the creator of what the WWE is today.
Right.
But when you break it down into that crap, like you're just saying, if I were a WWE talent, I would be absolutely beside myself right now. I would be pissed that the leader of my company acts that way.
Right.
There is no reason. There is no reason at all as the primary shareholder to be back on the board. Go away. Retire. You're 70. What is he, like 77?
Something like that, yeah.
For hell's sakes, go buy a yacht. Go and you and Linda can go out in the freaking anywhere you want. Go away and enjoy your retirement. You know, the guy's got 10 to 15 years left in his life. And he wants to do that behind the desk and sign in contracts for pro wrestlers. I'll tell you what, if I was 77, I would want to go spend time with my grandkids.
Right.
I would want to go see the world.
But you've got to remember, he's a workaholic. I mean, there's stories out there about Vince getting up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, going to work out, and then all day long doing what he's doing, and then working out again, and then, you know, and running his wrestlers and his management people ragged. Read Vince Russo's book and Jim Ross's book to see how he ran those people ragged from his work schedule and expecting them to give him everything they have physically and mentally because he's paying them a few bucks. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And when I read that in Vince Russo's book and also read it in Jim Ross's books, I have a problem with, because you're a rich man and you pay my salary, that I have to give you everything I have. Uh-uh. You don't pay me enough for that. And I would put up with
100%. It. Yeah. And workaholic or not, go the hell away. You know, there's some good stuff going on right now.
Right.
You know, with the Bloodline story and you know, things are heating up, and I mean, there's a lot of things that are in the works that we've talked about. Our last podcast, we talked about what do we want to see in the future,
right?
You know, as time goes on, and do you think for 1 second somebody like Elias is going to get a push with Vince in charge? No. You know,
I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing some firings again. I mean, these people that Triple H brought back. Are they going to be gone? Are they worried about their job? You know what? I would be. If I was people like Johnny Gargano and some of those that lost their job that were cut by Vince, and then, you know, Triple H brings you back, I would be worried about my job right now. I would. I would. I wouldn't be happy.
Well, you're 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a fan and by Hal Davis, a shareholder. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it does. And by the way, I think we need to talk about this, because this afternoon it came out on Bloomberg that there is now going to be a class action lawsuit that was filed by a man in Delaware for other shareholders against Vince McMahon and WWE, saying that Vince used his 81% or whatever he has, 81% voting control to oust three board members and replace them with people loyal to him, and then push through the bylaw changes that could impose his will, this is in quotations now, impose his will on the board and the WWE. Now, in the state of Delaware, the class action lawsuit, is going to be there. And as a shareholder, who knows, you might be able to take advantage of that if it goes through and there's a settlement, or if it does go to court.
Well, I hope that something happens. And I'm glad that there's somebody out there with enough stones to do something about it.
Right.
It's really extremely frustrating to see this as people who, you and I record a podcast. Pro wrestling is a big passion of ours. And, also morality and decency and things like that are a big, that's some of the reasons why you and I get along so well. Like I said, if Vince wants to do those things, I don't really care. I really honestly, truly don't. That's his life. That's his business. But, why does it have to be in this business too?
Right.
It's in everything else. It's in everything else. It's in Hollywood. It's in movies. It's in television. It's in, and now you have to creep that shit into things that Dave and I love, and I don't care what Vince does, but I find it hard that now he's back on the board because he wants to be it, just because. So therefore it's the two-tiered justice system, Dave. The rich, the elite, the people like that, they get to do whatever the hell they want. 6 months ago, breaking news. If that were you and I in our job and we did that, we would be fired and we would not have a place. If you were at Cash Valley Media Group and you were using contest money to go pay girls for other things and your old boss found out about it, you would be fired and you would be barred from Cash Valley Media Group for the rest of your life.
Right. And rightfully so.
But because the guy has money, because the guy is a billionaire, because he can make his stupid power play, no big deal. Let him back in. Screw all you other talent. Screw all you other people. You people with families and you people who are busting your butts for me and my company on the road 300 days a year. Screw you. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I want to be in charge because that's what I do. That's right. What I am.
Brother, you said it right. You said everything right. Now, this has been a podcast that has been very negative because we have negative feelings right now and about something that we've enjoyed over the years. Me since the mid to late 60s and you since the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And it's just something that I don't think it's good for business. I don't think it's good for the industry. I think that you have your casual fans out there that are going to be completely turned off. And this is a real black eye to professional wrestling at this point. And once again, I don't have all the answers. All I know is that we're going to have to get through it. We're going to have to make hard decisions about fandom right now and what we're going to do with watching WWE if Vince is taking everything back over. Like I told you earlier, I'm not sure if he continues, if he goes back to what he was doing about this time last year, Raw was unwatchable. It mm-hmm. was absolutely unwatchable. And mm-hmm. then when he resigned 6 months ago, it started getting better, And who do you blame? Somebody leaves, it starts getting better. That's who you blame.
Yeah. Go figure.
I wonder.
I mean, call it a coincidence. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Somebody like Triple H, who has worked really hard in the last 6 months to get some of these talent back, and some of these people that he knew are good. You know, that's a big fat F you right to him.
Uh-huh.
As Vince's son-in-law, his family and stuff, that just shows you that when these people, these billionaires and stuff, get into these types of positions, they could give a crap about the fans. He could give a crap about the product. He could give a crap about his own family.
That's where it looks.
His talent, his employees, you know, screw you. I don't care about you. I'm going to be in charge because I want to be. Doesn't matter how old I am. Doesn't matter what I do on my personal time. It doesn't matter what I do with company money. Screw you. I'm in charge.
And that's exactly the way it looks, the way you're putting it right now. When you step back without knowing everything that's going on there, and, you know, once again, we don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but it looks bad. The perception is bad. The way things are being handled, to me, it just makes the industry looks, and it makes Vince McMahon himself look petty. I mean, if he's worried about his legacy and worried about his money, it makes him look petty. It makes him look like an evil human being. When does that come into play? You're saying, well, I'm a good guy. Or does he say, I just don't care what people think of me?
I would say the latter.
Yeah.
When you're on that scale of wealth,
right,
Dave, that's wealth, and that's a part of life, or not life, but that's a part of the grand scheme of the world that you and I will never know and never see. And quite frankly, I'm glad.
Me too.
You know, I know it would be. I'm of course, it would always be nicer to have a little extra cash around, a little extra money to go see WWE when they come to town, and you know, it would be nice. But when you start talking in the billions of dollars, I mean, look at everything that's in the news right now, Elon Musk and all these things that are going on all the time in the news, and who's screwing who and who's embezzling here and there and stuff. It's always extremely wealthy, white collar people screwing people like you and I.
To paraphrase a biblical term about the pursuit of money, the pursuit of money is the roots of all evil. I always say money is the root of all evil. I just wish I had a little bit deeper roots, because my roots are running very, very shallow. But really, it's that pursuit. When you look at things like this, follow the money. Follow the money. You do that all the time. I don't know if you watch the crime shows that are on TV, the murder shows. You follow the money. And a lot of times that's where all this comes from. So, yeah.
Well, Dave, you know, it's great talking to you, and it's great. You voiced frustration and brought things to light that I didn't fully understand. And when you did, you got me a little fired up. So, but whatever happens is going to happen. And unfortunately, you and I, as Chris would say, I'm just going to get out the popcorn and watch.
Yeah, that's right.
And for you and I, it might not be popcorn. We might have to kind of bite our bottom lips and cringe as we watch. And I guess all we can do is hope for the best, that our talent and things and people that we like to see don't get washed away in the current of Vince McMahon.
Right. Well, and it's going to be an interesting few months here, isn't it?
Well, and quite frankly, Dave, if anybody's listening, this is more of a reason to support local wrestling. This kind of crap right here, go support local wrestling. Go see your Manny Lemons. Go see DCW. Go see Andrew Sowell. Go see your local people. Support them. Put your money behind them.
You know, MLW is getting ready for a big pay-per-view, and they're going to have two great performers on there. Alex Hammerstone. I love Hammerstone. Jacob Fatu, who's related to the Usos. Brother, I believe, another Uso out there. They're going to be going for the championship of Major League Wrestling. You've got Impact Wrestling. You've got other independent wrestling all over the country. And I just encourage people to look them up, to look them up, find where they're going to be, and go to a show and enjoy the show.
Well, I agree 100%, you know. And, you know, Dave, you're also speaking to a sponsor, an event sponsor of the STF Pro Wrestling.
That's right. You stepped up.
I put my money where my mouth is. Uh-huh. And
you're gonna be a sponsor.
And yeah, I sent our friend new friend Darren a little not a lot, you know, but I sent him a little cash to let him know that Dave and Zane, we put our money where our mouth is.
Right.
We sponsor our local wrestling. Mm-hmm. We support our local wrestling. Screw the WWE.
That's you put it very good, very good.
It was an interesting time to be a pro wrestling fan right now. It really is. And we'll hope for the best. We'll cross our fingers that, you know, that maybe we did just get all marked, and maybe Vince is just going to, I don't know. We'll see. Only time will tell, I guess, right? I don't know if your crystal ball is working, dude. It seems to be broken.
Yep.
You didn't predict this.
No, I
don't know. So I think you need a new magic gate ball there, Dave. Yeah. Signs point to yes.
Well, since you're a sponsor of that, of STF, you can send me a little bit for my next magic eight ball. So
I wonder if I can be a shareholder.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me about this today. It's been a very serious conversation.
Yeah, it has. And again, let's see what we'll try not to get too riled up the next show. And but this really upset us both as fans, and you know, Dave as a fellow media personnel, and I don't know, there's a lot to
say. And you as a shareholder.
Yes, a lot to unpack here, Dave, you know.
That's true.
So let's hope for the best, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, and just remember, everybody, that it's still amidst all this BS, it still is a good time to be a wrestling fan.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro yes! Wrestling from a fan's yes! perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Does anybody even have a touch tone telephone anymore?
Yeah, take out a home loan just to make one omelet.
Do the sound effects, you know, with a
6 o'clock in Logan, Utah, and I'm barely awake.
Now we'll have Hulk Hogan coming out going, I'm a real Saudi Arabian.
Yeah, some chick named Michelle. I don't know no Michelle.
Well, you just can't tell.
I'm a loss for words, but yet I'm rambling on like a madman.
Shut up, Dave. You're ruining it.
It's about as useless as a popsicle stick.
All you DCW guys, get up here.
Manny, Manny. Tombstone, Tombstone.
Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around in Waller and Mazuma. El Dinero, want to be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. Money!
Yeah, their ratings are going to go down faster than a Taco Bell burrito with extra guacamole. That's horse manure right there.
Very well could.
Goodness. Somebody's not a Vince McMahon fan.
Oh. My dog's an idiot. She thinks she's tough.
She's not.
No, she's a wuss. Well, and workaholic or not, go to hell away. You, I don't care.
I think everyone's talking about Vince McMahon instead of talking about professional wrestling, and that is a shame.